Hello, thank you for joining me today for Give Him 15. There are some people God brings into your life who are integral in helping you accomplish your destiny. Chuck Pierce is one of those individuals in my world. Without his influence, I would not be who I am today. And Chuck is always there for me. He was quick to say yes when asked to cover a day of Give Him 15. Thanks, Chuck. You'll be blessed by his post today. And here's Chuck.
Blessings to all of you, Give Him 15. People who are seeking the Lord at least 15 minutes a day, I am a part of you, and I just love the opportunity to be with Dutch Sheets Ministries. Dutch and Cece are wonderful friends, but Dutch and I have a very long history together, starting back in 1990, and our gifts synergize when they work together. We're as different as night and day, but synergy means that there's a greater strength when you work together. I love to be a part of what Dutch Sheets Ministries is doing because it causes my gift to be stronger. Now, let me talk about what I'm seeing right now. Many of you know that we are surrounding the nation and praying state by state by state each week. Dutch Sheets and I did it together to address just the overall premise of how we see the nation right now. And that was amazing with the State of the Union address last night. I'm watching the Lord lead and guide us. Now, I want to say this about me. I received a prophetic word in 1977. That word was, you have an evil inheritance and you have a godly inheritance. Throughout your life, you will have to make choices over which you pursue to bring into full redemption. Now, that's how I see our nation. We've done so many bad things. There's so many bad things in various states. But we're a nation that the goodness of the Lord has developed within. And I believe we are at a critical point in this new historical era that we're living in. It is called an era of war. It's called an era of war over the voice that will rule. And we are living in a very chaotic world. And what I see the Lord calling us to do is stir the winds of God and transform the chaos of our past and present and gain new access to our future. See, we have a future. And what I see happening right now is because of the era we're living in, we are having a revival of prophecy. Now, I want you to stomp right now. I want you to put your hand on your heart and decree, just as you find the first place where we find the word revive used in the life of Jacob. He thought his future had been removed from him when the brothers brought back Joseph's mantle and said, Joseph is dead. And then when they came back to him years later and said, Joseph is alive and he's also ruling in Egypt, it said that it was very hard for Jacob in Genesis 45 and 46, if you'll read that whole scenario. It was very hard for Jacob to receive the truth because his heart was so filled with grief and unbelief from the future. When I say there's a revival of prophecy, God is removing layers of grief, layers of hope deferred, layers of unbelief, and causing His Word to come alive again. we prophesy according to our faith. And faith will come alive again this year, and we will decree, let me define prophecy for you, the heart and the mind of God in a new way. See, it's not just about truth. It's about how God feels about a situation and what he thinks about a situation. And the word, what it does, it activates hope and produces a gift of faith in us. Now, I'm a word person. No matter what I'm going through, no matter what I'm struggling in, I go to the word and I bathe myself, wash myself with the water of the word on a daily basis. See, faith is going to give us strength to turn this battle that is at the gate of this nation. It will give you the strength to turn the battle that you're a part of. So, right now, more importantly than anything I can think of, how you speak, what you see, where you walk, that becomes the keys to this year ahead as we're approaching Passover. Now, with that, I want you to know that we are warring for your promise with hope. See, Abraham warred in faith for hope so that he would see what God has said eventually manifest. The real war you're in is a war for this hope. Dutch Sheets wrote a book about hope deferred. If I were you, I would get that book and read it. I've written so many books that include the concept of lost hope within it. And God wants that expectation, that's another word for hope, in you to come alive in a whole new way. Expect him to move. I want you to stop right now and say, I'm going to expect him to move in a whole new way. See, there is a door of hope. I love this passage from the prophet Jeremiah. There is a door of hope for your future. After all, your children will return to their homeland. Now, you have to remember, God gave them that prophetic word while they were in Babylonian captivity. Babylonian captivity was their door of hope. Even in Israel's one of their most difficult situations, God was making himself available to them. So the same thing is happening with us today. We should see our difficulties as doors of hope into a greater grace, miracle power from God to transform troubles in our triumph. Now, we always want to remember that God has an order for recovery, restoration, prosperity, and breakthrough. God has an order for your life, and he has an order for this nation. He has an order for every state. And yet, we have to find that order and get in that process to see recovery and restoration and prosperity and breakthrough occur. Now, where there is no prophetic utterance, and that's what this whole era, I always look at it from a Hebrew standpoint because our covenant is in Hebrew. This era of pay is about prophetic utterance. The whole era, no matter what we're going through year after year in this first decade of this new era where history is being redeveloped in a new way without prophetic utterance from redemptive revelation. Now, I'm going to say that word again because that's how I'm going to end with you today. God has redemptive revelation for every situation. That is what produces vision. Where there is no prophetic utterance from redemptive revelation or vision, a people perish. What that means is they actually go backwards and eventually they are no more. And they are no more in the plan of what God determined for their ultimate destiny. So without the word creating the boundaries of our life, new and fresh during this era, we will stray. So I want to, at the end of this time I have with you, activate the gift of prophecy. Now, with that, let's talk about what I feel like is happening now in the prophetic realm. I believe we are coming into a power of redemptive prophecy that we have never really fully experienced. There's five levels of prophecy that you want to understand. There's comfort, there's encouragement, there's exhortation where you're tearing down as well as you're building up, and the two have to go together. God does not just tear down without having a word to rebuild. And there is directive prophecy, but the highest level of prophecy is redemptive prophecy. And so, what is redemption? Redemption is where we're ransoming, we're cutting loose, we're rescuing, we're severing, we're delivering, and we're preserving the future of someone. See, the body of Christ, Jesus warned us, beware of Pharisees, beware of the Herodians. Well, that was the government and religious force coming together that would never bring forth the full redemption of his people. See, redemption is about what God paid the price for, we are now enforcing to bring about. We're called to ransom the captives. We're called to, when someone falls in sin, we're called to, as Galatians says, to restore them very carefully so that we don't fall into the same thing. See, God has an ultimate desire to free people, no matter what they've done and no matter what shame they're carrying. He has a desire to see them free. Our problem is our desire goes astray so many times and we miss the mark. That doesn't change God's heart to free a people or a person and set them into the course that he has for today. It means when something's been lost, you can buy it back. That's what redemption means. When something is no longer even there, it has already been a price paid to get it back in place in a new way. And yet redemption is filled with a deliverer, using someone stronger and in a better position to levy freedom for someone else. See, that's a redeemer. Boaz was a redeemer. That whole book, really, of Ruth is about Naomi, who her family went down into Moab in the midst of famine. She lost her husband, she lost her sons, but all of a sudden, because her knowledge of Torah, she remembered there was a law of redemption, and she looked at her daughter-in-laws and she said, "We're going to go back toward that law of redemption. We're going to go back toward Bethlehem, the house of bread." And the word of God says, when she got close to Bethlehem, the whole city began to rejoice. Because they knew redemption from the loss of the past was coming back into a place of position. Well, one daughter refused to follow into the plan of redemption. Ruth made covenant with Naomi. Therefore, she gained this law of redemption to work in her life. And remember the story. She gleaned until Boaz, the redeemer in that story, saw her, favored her, saw her devotion to covenant, and then brought her back into fullness, redeeming Naomi completely. And then, of course, they had what was necessary to keep the lineage of redemption going. They had a child. And Jesse that came and produced David. And so with that, redemption is so important. What am I saying to us? We are coming into a place in our nation, if you're listening from other nations, your nation, to say, what was the redemptive plan? And when we prophesy it it will go into the atmosphere and begin to take action. We're not here to be pointing out all the sin that has happened, looking at all the sin that has been happening, but when we prophesy redemption, all of a sudden we get positioned at the gate of entry and access for our future, and we are ready to go through that door of hope and enter into a better place. Redemption is like taking a yoke off of someone. Shame is probably the worst thing that we find. We find it from the book of Genesis in the garden. Shame. They immediately knew shame, man and woman did. And they knew they had to try to cover their shame. And God already had plan B, a redemption for them. I wrote a book called Redeeming the Times. I would encourage you to read that book. God in a person's life, when we make mistakes, has a plan B, a plan C, a plan D, a plan E, a plan F, and so on. But they must take the opportunity to get in that plan for redemption. See, God has given us an ability to repurchase and avenge and repay and rectify and restore. And he says, we'll forget our shame. The thing I want you to remember about repentance is a privilege. It's not a shame-oriented. It says, oh my gosh, I see clear and I'm going to change my mind and go down the path. And when you see that, you start prophesying by faith that you can get on this path, stay on this path, and see a manifestation of God's ultimate will in the earth. We prophesy according to faith. We move according to faith. See, revelation is a great, great blessing for us because it uncovers what the enemy has tried to cover over. When we miss the mark, our path gets covered over. Redemptive prophecy uncovers the path for our future. Let me encourage you today, ask the Lord to stir up that gift of prophecy within you. We all prophesy according to our faith. We're all not prophets. We all aren't made to have that gift that the Son gave when He ascended to heaven to rule and to operate in. But we all prophesy. Let that gift of Holy Spirit in you stir up prophecy. See the best. And prophesy the best. Prophesy for this nation that it will find and uncover the path of redemption that we can walk into the future with hope in. God is saying, I am ready to activate the gift of faith in my people in a new way so my plan of redemption can operate in their life. Father, I ask you right now to stir up Holy Spirit. Stir up the anointing that is in us and cause the gift of prophecy to come alive and activate the faith of God within us to redeem what's been lost. Lord, I loose it over everyone listening. I bless you. Thank God for you. And we bless Dutch Sheets Ministries.